The government wants your money, and they're going to get it in any way they can. What's happened, a mindset has been created in governments across the United States, from local, state, federal, whatever type of government entities exist. They exist for profit and to make money. How they make money, government officials, however, is through taxes, fines, prison sentences, whatever they can to derive income. We've seen it everywhere. For now, the dangerous concept of prisons for profit, where people actually are put into prisons and states make money off of imprisoning people. The latest profit angle by governments across the United States is so-called truancy laws, where parents and children are fined and sometimes put into prison for merely being late to school. The most recent ploy to separate taxpayers from their hard-earned dollars and render them criminals comes in the form of school truancy laws. Disguised as well-meaning attempts to resolve attendance issues in schools, these truancy laws are nothing less than stealth maneuvers aimed at enriching school districts and court systems alike through excessive fines and jail sentences. While the ones being singled out for punishment, which means middle-class to low-income families, are the very ones who can least afford it. Under this increasingly popular system of truancy enforcement, instead of giving students detention or some other in-school punishment for so-called unauthorized absences, schools are now opting to fine parents and force them or their kids to serve jail times. For example, California students are ticketed for missing or being late to school. One ticket for tardiness can cost a family up to $250. Tardiness is a particular problem in Los Angeles, where the city's poor transit infrastructure and overcrowded buses often leave student passengers stranded at bus stops. According to the LA Bus Riders Union, 12,000 students received tickets for truancy in Los Angeles in 2008. Of those students, about 80% received tickets simply for being late to school. In order to avoid the $250 ticket, some parents from low-income households go so far as to keep their children home from school if there is any chance they'll be late. Parents in Florida can be charged with a second-degree misdemeanor and face up to 2 months in jail if their kids have 15 or more unexcused absences from school over the course of 3 months. Truancy's always been a problem. Kids have always been late to school. I was late to school sometimes. And when I was late too often, I got detention hall. Too often, probably. My parents pointed that out. But the problem is here is that what the courts have and the states have found out is if they pass stricter laws where if you're 5 minutes late, you get a $250 fine, they make a lot of money. So what's happened is profit motives for the governmental bodies that are overbloated, probably have too many employees, too many laws, they're making a lot of money off of these particular instances. But let me point out here, they're actually making the laws tougher and stricter, and the fines increase. Whereas a kid could be late 15 or 20 minutes sometimes in schools. Back when I was a kid, it wasn't considered a huge thing. Today, it's a violation of the law, a fine. And if you do it repeatedly, and repeatedly maybe twice, you get a jail sentence. Consider, for example, the case of Diane Tran, a 17-year-old honor student. She was sent to jail for 24 hours and forced to pay a $100 fine for breaking Texas's truancy laws, which define truancy as, and I'm quoting here, missing 3 full or partial days in a 4-week period or 10 days in 6 months. Tran, who had been helping support her family by working 2 jobs on top of her strenuous schoolwork, remember she's an honor student, was shown no mercy by the court. Unfortunately, Tran's case is standard operating procedure throughout this country as more and more states and localities make truancy enforcement a high priority. In Texas, where schools have taken truancy enforcement to extreme lengths in an effort to qualify for state funds based upon having the highest attendance rates possible, truancy cases ballooned from 85,000 to 120,000 between 2005 and 2009. More truancy cases mean increased profits for truancy courts, which function much like traffic courts with hefty profits from the state. Dallas courts, for example, pull in roughly $2 million from prosecuting truancy cases. As Deborah Fowler, a deputy director of the legal advocacy group, Texas Appleseed, has noted, They've developed a whole system in Dallas that has to feed itself to justify its existence. The targets, of course, are school children and their families. Unlike when I went to school, the teachers were considered friendly. There were no truancy laws where you got fined if you were late to school. My parents didn't serve jail time for me being late to school. There were no zero tolerance policies, which punishes you. For example, a case we're looking into right now, where a third grader brought in a cupcake with a one-inch toy soldier on top. He was thrown out of school for violating a zero tolerance policy against weapons. This is the craziness that's in school. My greatest fear is with jailing kids, jailing parents, throwing kids out of school for crazy things like a toy soldier on a cupcake. We're conditioning our children to live in a police state. There's a mind behind everything. There's a mind behind these truancy laws, behind zero tolerance laws. We need effective action to turn back these crazy things, or our children are going to be prisoners. They won't be wearing stripes. They're going to be prisoners in schools, and when they step out on the streets in the future, they're going to expect to be prisoners, and we're going to move into a police state.